Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So what did we learn this week about the attack in Benghazi? Is it a Watergate-level cover-up, as Republicans claimed after a congressional hearing this week? Or isn't it, as the New York Times editorial board insisted today? Adding to the debate, ABC News reported this morning that the State Department extensively revised CIA-written talking points about the attack to omit politically sensitive references to the role Islamic terrorists and al-Qaeda might have played. This contradicts what the White House said about the talking points revisions last November, but it is in line with testimony from the former CIA director. Let's bring in ABC News political director Rick Klein for a snapshot at the end of the week. Rick, start with Benghazi. Last year, it was then CIA Director David Petraeus who testified that he requested references to terrorism and al-Qaeda be removed from the talking points because he was concerned extremists might be tipped off. So what's new with ABC's reporting today?
We have now, for the first time, 12 different drafts of the talking points that made their way through their various pieces of the Obama administration over a course of a couple of days, different agencies suggesting edits. And what strikes me as interesting in this is that these were not just grammatical changes, and they weren't just national security changes. There were, in some instances, political considerations, worry expressed by the State Department, for instance, that some of the things that would be included in these talking points could be used as political fodder by members of Congress. So there's a definite hint of political worry that was coursing through the White House and through the administration that has not been reflected in any of their conversations previously. Obviously, they know that Susan Rice went out there with talking points that were inaccurate. She talked about this as the result of spontaneous protests. We clearly know that that wasn't the intelligence at the time. And we also know that there were things that different parts of the government thought were interesting and important to get out there that other agencies nixed. The White House has said all along these were very minor edits and it wasn't happening at the White House level. That clearly was not the case.
So where do you think this ABC reporting, and you are again with ABC, where do you think this puts us at the end of the week? Because Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post fact check says he didn't hear anything new this week. Now, that was, you know, about the hearing. So where do you think we are?
That's right. That was based just on the testimony. We're now at a different stage, I think, because we had two things happen this week, this very busy week on Benghazi. The first was a whistleblower who went up, someone with a lot of credibility that talked about his concern in real time. And the second were these documents that puts a lot of pressure on the White House to explain how everything went down the way that it did. So I think that even if there weren't a ton of brand new revelations, this feeds a storyline that Republicans have been talking about for some time about political machinations, political considerations by the White House. It was easy to dismiss that, I think, before you had a whistleblower, someone at the State Department with impeccable credentials, and before you had the various drafts of this of these talking points.
Yeah. Well, what do you think this means for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's call for Hillary Clinton to testify under subpoena if necessary?
I have a hard time believing it won't happen now, because I think this for a long time was an Obama administration story. It's become a Hillary Clinton story. And I think for political reasons, Republicans, thinking about 2016, want to make it so. And I think there's just new details that have come to light since her defiant testimony before Congress in January on her way out the door.
Well, and we remember at the time she said, what does it matter? Meaning,
right. What
does it matter whether it was a crowd ginned up by that video as they had been in Cairo or somebody who had planned an attack? We have to figure out how to fix it and make it not happen again. But you think there's going to be more conversation with her?
I think there's little doubt that Republicans have more questions for Hillary Clinton, both policy motivated and politically motivated.
And just real quick, we got about a minute here, but other things that were supposed to be on the front burners: immigration, Obamacare, as he also calls it now. Is this all going to be shoved back, do you think, by what it sounds like you're saying is perhaps some renewed life for the Benghazi criticisms?
I think that's right, and I think this is it's not quite the level of story that some Republicans think it is. I've heard them say that this is Watergate times 10. I don't think we're there, but I do think that there are additional questions. It was easy to chalk this up as just a Republican, politically motivated fight that they were trying to create. I think that's harder to do after this week.
Well, as we saw this week, the Gang of Eight, the legislators who crafted the immigration reform bill, managed to keep it in the form they wanted after 300 amendments offered by Democrats and Republicans. And we have the president making a statement today about the Affordable Care Act protecting especially women and their families. So those will be on in the headlines. But as you said, this debate over Benghazi is not going away. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.